I cannot count how many times I watched the Superman 2 movie because that is my favorite. I remember when I was a kid, we'd go to Manila to wait for my dad. The first movie that I watched, Superman movie, is That Night. Then I believe when I watched the kid leave the car, then I believe that that kid is me. It starts like that, that I like Superman.
Herbert Chavez is obsessed. He dresses up as Superman virtually every day, and his house is nothing less than a shrine to the man from Krypton.
So talk me through some of the things that you've got here. I mean, there's three massive life-size Supermen right in the centre of your lounge. And then there's a whole bookcase full of memorabilia on one side and some action figurines on the other side. What's your favourite here?
My favourite is this small one. It's very small.
It's tiny.
It's almost less than an inch.
Do you have a rare Superman, like one that's quite expensive and sought after?
Most of the statues, it's collector's item, especially this Christopher Reeve.
So Christopher Reeve is your favorite Superman?
Yeah, this is the first person that I know that he is Superman. Also, this is so special. This is coming from Middle East. I think there's a number at the back. This one.
Oh, yeah, as well it's as made in China.
Yeah. If you go to the comforter, you will see the toothpaste, the shampoo, here, powder for Superman, this is spray, everything is Superman, definitely.
So when did you decide that it wasn't enough to buy a lot of things to do with Superman, but you wanted to actually look like Superman?
1998, I start my nose. Then 2000, I put my cleft chin.
Your cleft chin, that's quite a big operation to have that done, isn't it?
Yeah, but I'm happy when I achieved that. Then 2009, I have my 3 mesolipo. Mesolipo is a liposuction, but not removing the fats, but burning the fats. Because definitely Superman have not big tummy. Then I have my butt and hips enlarge. That is 2009 also. Then my lips is 2010.
So how many operations have you had so far?
Okay, my nose, my lips, I think that is 7. After sometimes a year or 2 years, you need to repair or retouch the surgery.
And there's all sorts of other things as well. There's the injections that you have regularly to make your skin white, and you wear contact lenses.
I have different colors of blue shade lenses. There's an animation version, there's a movie version, there's a natural look.
Looking at the photograph of you here, right in the center of the room.
That picture, I'm 15, 16 years old. That time, that is my original look.
To be honest, now you don't look Filipino at all. You're too white. The whole shape of your face is different.
Definitely, I'm still Filipino. I love to be a Filipino. But I'm proud now that Superman is also Filipino now. So there's a Filipino Superman.
Has anyone said that your transformation is a bit like Michael Jackson? I mean, just given the difference in your face.
I believe there's nothing wrong being Michael Jackson because he is happy and I'm happy too. That is the key word. That is the definition of being successful.
How much do you think you've spent so far on operations to make you look like Superman?
They give a figure for 200,000.
200,000 pesos?
Yeah, the pesos.
So that's about 4,000 US dollars. Is there anything that you wouldn't do to look more like Superman?
The most dangerous thing, yeah, it's extension to become taller. They will cut your bones, then they will put some metal on it.
Superman was 6'2", 6'4". Yeah. How tall are you?
5'7", 5'6", like that. But it's fine. Most of the Filipino, if you have picture taking with them, they are smaller than you. So Superman is believable in the Philippines.
Yung sa ano sa gown sa Lakambini sa child garden.
Yung sa Philippine terreno po yung gagamitin nila ngayon.
As much as he'd like to, Mr. Chavez can't be Superman all the time. In his day job, he runs a shop selling fancy dress costumes and training children to enter beauty pageants. A popular pastime in the Philippines.
Some of these costumes are really, really elaborate.
The cut of this is a traditional cut for Filipino men's suit.